Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit of serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Let's just give God some hand praise. We can praise God.
It don't take a house tour to praise God. Amen. We can make a little rain with our hands. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's when you make rain. Amen. You know how the drop first start coming down. You know, it's going to be, you know, it gets to hit your house. And then as it goes, it gets to get more and more. So we can make some rain in here on our own. Make some rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Make some rain. Hallelujah. This is how you make some rain. Amen. When you give God some praise, it'll loosen you up. Amen. It'll get you ready. And to give God some praise. Amen. Amen. That's what we want. We want to be loose. You know, we don't want to be in bondage. Amen. We want to be loose. We want to be free. You know, it's that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so we ought to have some freedom in here. Amen. You don't let the devil hold us down. Amen. You ought to be able to loose, the move about, you know, shake yourself, amen. It's all right, amen, to shake yourself and be loose, amen. You don't want to come to and be in God's presence all stiff like a board, amen, walking like a board. But you want to be loose and free. Hallelujah. This is a time of liberty, freedom. And these last days here, we're going to need that liberty, because if you can't feel it nowhere else, you want to at least feel it at home, man. While you're in your house, you got to get loose. While you're in the house, not at the church. You got to get used to being loose when you get home, because the problem's gonna be in your house. Amen. When you hung out behind the walls, amen. You need to learn how to praise God at home, because it's behind those walls is where your sorrow's at. Amen. It's behind those walls where you need some joy at. You know. And so we got to learn how to be loose, be free. Amen. Not bondage. Open up your mouth. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God this morning somebody got a scripture. Got a praise report or whatever it is that you got. We want to give you a chance to offer it this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. But somebody can give a prayer when it's over. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 and 3.
Where the Lord reads, "But whom thou doest all, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly."
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his most holy word. And alms means giving food, water, clothes, you know, love to people that's less fortunate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, "Don't let the right hand know what your left hand do. I'm going to let my left hand know something right now."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give us a prayer. You want to give us a prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Give us the prayer this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I want to thank you for your mercy and grace this morning as we ran up into the house of the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for forgiveness of all our sins and iniquities.
Thank you.
God, we ask that you bless our family, friends, and loved ones, and continue to bless us with our heaven and our sin. And we just give you praise this morning that you bless us with. And we shall rejoice in it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to rejoice in it. We're going to rejoice in what we have. Amen. What God has given us.
Hallelujah.
It's a thing that we have to all learn how to be content with what we have. Amen. And so let's learn how to be content with what we got. Amen. You got some food. You got some clothing. Got a place to stay. Learn how to be content with it. Amen. These are the last days, and you might not have too much more than that sometimes, amen. Just to have a little food, a few clothing, a little shelter. It could be that's all you might have, amen. You might not have the luxury that you used to have. You know, in these coming last years here, amen, things are not going to be back like they used to be. Things ain't going to be like they was in 2019 or whatever. I don't know whether we ever going back to that particular, the way it was then. Amen. And so let us get used to, you know, some food, some clothing, have a place to stay. You might not have all those other things, but learn how to be satisfied with what you got. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Rather than to be struggling trying to accomplish something that you might never get, amen, or might never have, amen.
Amen.
And these last days, learn how to be satisfied. And we're coming into a new year. This is, we're coming into a new year after a while. And in coming into this new year, you know, the Bible always talks about first fruits, that we ought to give our first fruits, amen. And, and that is what God requires, first fruit. Now, if you look at it, you know, you can go to Deuteronomy 26 and 10. That's not really what I'm going to talk about, but everybody normally likes to have a scripture. So, but Deuteronomy 26 and 10, or you can go to Proverbs 3, and I believe it's verse 6 somewhere in that neighborhood. But it's talking about giving of your first fruit, Proverbs 3 and 9. If you want to read it, you can read it. But if it's in the, well, I read it, Proverbs 3 and 9. Say, honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruit of all your produce. Amen. Honor God with what you got. Honor God with what you have. Amen. The first fruits of your increase. Now, I always like to call it, even in the book of Book of Timothy, chapter 6, you know, he's talking about lay aside and store for times to come. In other words, if you give God something now as your first fruits, amen, God can increase your first fruit, and you can be expecting to have something the rest of the year. Because if you don't sow anything, you can't reap anything, amen?
Amen.
And so anytime you need to give God something the first of the year, whatever God has laid on your heart, give something to God, let it be your first fruit. And then you can expect God to take care of you the rest of the year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth, right? I'm giving, and those who give are going to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Those who sow are going to reap. And so if you sow something to God, then God, you can be expecting. You know, this is what I call expectation. Amen.
Yes.
It's when you've done something in order to receive something. Amen. What am I trying to say? You got to do something to expect something. If you don't do anything, you can't expect anything. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so let's when we talk about walking in faith, walking in obedience to God's word, then this is how we walk in obedience to God's word, by doing what he says. And he said, if you do what I say, my word will work for you. And if I believe that God's word will work, then I'm going to obey God's word so that it can work for me.
Amen.
This is what we said, the word of God is wisdom, amen. And so I must obey the wisdom of God. If I act on the wisdom of God, then I can get what I expect. You can get what you expect from God.
You know, God has a way of doing things, and we need to do it God's way. And then Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus was the first fruit of the increase of God, and God gave him. Amen. And that's why he got us, because he gave his first fruit. Jesus was the first fruit of the kind of man that he was. God hadn't made another man like that. He created Adam, but he begat Jesus. He created Adam, but he begat Jesus. And that was the first man he ever begat like that. He did a new thing, amen. He did something different from the last time. But God sowed his fruit, and that's why we're standing here today. He got something back, amen. And so in this last part of the year, let us give our first fruit. And you online and you on Facebook, sow a seed in this at the beginning of the year. Sow a good seed. And God will reward. I can't reward you, amen. And so don't say you're giving it to me, but give it to God. Amen. And God will reward you for it. So I can't say I'm going to reward you, but God will reward you. And I can say I've been blessed. I've been blessed ever since I've been saved and I started giving. I've been blessed. Amen. Amen. I've always been a giver, and I've always been blessed. Because if you're not blessed, you can't give nothing unless you're blessed. Amen. And so God has to bless you so you can be a blessing. But what good does it do God to bless you and you're not going to be a blessing? And so be careful on that. I just have to bring that part out, amen, about those in the first fruit, just trying to put some things out, what we're going to need to be doing coming this next year, amen. I mean, we got to live like God is coming tomorrow or coming tonight. And we got a plan like he ain't coming for another 1,000 years. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And this is the way that we are always ready. You got to always be ready for when the Lord comes. We don't know what time he's coming, what it's going to be, midnight, amen. It's going to be early in the morning, 6 o'clock. You just got to be ready when he comes. But we should plan like he's not coming for 1,000 years, but we need to live like he's coming in the next minute. And that way you're always ready, you're always expecting him when he shows up, amen. Amen. Don't get caught, amen. Don't get caught without the Lord, amen. Don't let him come and you ain't ready, amen. Praise God. You decide to go out last night and have a good time and he showed up while you was out, amen. Don't get like that, amen. Don't be like my friend. I had a friend there. He went out one night and went out in the bushes, and him and somebody out there, and he thought that he's going to get up the next morning, and he died out there in that shape. Amen. So he died in that condition, committing adultery. He thought he was going to have a chance the next day, but he didn't have a chance. And even while he was in the casket, he still was looking the same way while he was in the casket. We don't want to go like that, amen. I'm just trying to show you how you can be thinking. You can be thinking one thing and something else can take place in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? You know, this one time, I'm going to do it this one time and it's going to be all right, but it can't be like that. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's get it right. Let's get it right for next year. We want to repent. If we know we're doing things, I've got to try to get some things straight in my life. Amen. This next year, I don't know. But I got to get some things together, amen.
Okay.
Praise God. I haven't made it yet. I'm still trying to make it there. I haven't made it yet, amen.
Amen.
And so we all got to get together and try to make it, amen. You know, Romans 8:1 said there's no condemnation to those who walk after the flesh. Not walk after the flesh, but walk after the spirit. No condemnation to those who walk. You know what the word it says? After. That means I'm striving to obtain. I'm trying to get, amen, hallelujah. I'm moving forward rather than going backwards, amen. And so what am I doing? I'm walking after the thing which is right, you know. I'm striving to do it, amen. I haven't quite made it yet, but I'm reaching after it today, amen. And so let us walk after the Spirit, amen, so that we won't fulfill what? The lust of the flesh, amen. This is the time we got to do it. We got to start walking after. Amen. But today, amen, I don't think I want to, I just bringing that out, the first part of, but I want to talk about
merchandise. How the devil make merchandise out of you. Ezekiel, Sister Paige. Y'all come on, go with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28. Amen. And verse 16. Hallelujah. That's why I said we got to walk out the spirit today. I'm going to try to take my time, amen. Sometimes I go too fast. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to get saved. Are we going to be saved? We're already saved, but we're saved in being saved, amen. Is that all right? You're saved in being saved. 28:16. You're delivered in being delivered, amen. In other words, in order for him to take you somewhere, he first got to bring you out of it, amen, in order to take you somewhere else, amen. So he done brought us out of sin so he can take us to glory, amen. Read 28:16, verse 16.
By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence.
By the multitude of his merchandise. Now, talk about the devil here, amen. You know, he's talking about the Taurus. You know, everybody might want to say, you know, he's talking about Taurus. But we know who he's talking about. He's talking about the devil himself, amen. The devil, by the multitude of his merchandise. What else?
They have filled the midst of being with violence.
Violence is because of the merchandising. You know, you got to realize what's going on here. Amen. The merchandise.
Therefore, I will cast thee as
profane
out of the mountains of God.
So they had to cast the devil out because the devil had trouble going on in heaven. Amen. God had to put him out. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was trouble going on in heaven. He had to get kicked out. So God had to kick him out because he was causing problems even in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And he started causing problems because he started looking at himself rather than looking at God. Amen. Huh? You realize that's why problems is, we have problems because we start looking at ourselves and not looking at God?
Amen.
Huh? That's one of the problems. that's a sin problem, isn't it? When we start looking at ourselves, looking at God. Read on down, let me get to this thing here.
And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub.
O covering cherub. So you know it just, I mean, he was looking like a man, but you know what he's talking about, the cherub, amen. You know, like the angel or whatever, you know. He's talking about that person, amen. We're going to go up a little bit. Read on.
From the midst of the stones of fire.
Uh-huh. From the midst of the stones of fire. Keep reading.
Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty.
Uh-huh.
Thou hast corrupt thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness.
Mm, he's smart. He was a bit, very bright, but he was pretty smart, but he corrupted his beauty because of his brightness. Read on.
I will cast thee to the ground.
Uh-huh.
I will lay thee before kings.
Uh-huh.
That they may behold thee.
I'm going to lay you before kings so kings might behold it. Talk about the anointed cherub, amen. And I just want to talk about merchandise, amen, how the devil will make merchandise out of you.
Amen.
And that's how he gets rich. That is how the richest goes on in the world, is because the devil make merchandise out of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And see, we don't realize and recognize that this is what's going on, amen, that the devil make merchandise out of you, you know. Hallelujah. And then we're looking at these last, when we talk about looking in the last days, you know, when you think about living in the last days, amen, this age that we're in now, right now, amen. You don't realize that you've been made merchandise. You know, they're selling you. You don't recognize that we've been made slaves and don't even recognize that you've been made slaves. But without even acknowledge that you are a slave, but the devil is selling you. Hallelujah. Now I know you might say in these last days when we talk about megaverse, amen, that's coming, amen. Megaverse that's coming. When we talk about Facebook, we talk about everybody want to know what sin going on. Now that's what the sin going on right there. You don't have to go outside your house to find the sin. The sin is right there in your hand with you all the time. Everywhere you go, the sin is with you.
Amen.
Snapchat, Facebook, I don't know the rest of them, amen.
Instagram.
Do you realize that they have made merchandise out of you? Because anytime you can go on something free, it ain't free. They allow you to put a post on there and they selling you. You don't realize you're being bought and sold. Hallelujah. See, this is how the devil become rich. How do they become rich? The devil has become rich. What? Making merchandise out of us. We're the one that's being bought and sold.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And what does he do there? He comes and gets you hooked on, get us hooked on it. Amen. You can tell that you've been, that you're in slavery because you can't go without it. Every 5 seconds, every 5 minutes, you're looking at it. You're looking at it. You can't get away from it. Amen. You can't go nowhere without it. If you can leave home and be up there to the end of the street and forget about your God, you'll turn around and go back. Well, what did you do before you had it? That lets you know he got you hooked on him. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that you're hooked, but we are hooked. But you know what I said? We are hooked. I didn't try to leave y'all out, you know what I mean. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I just like to be real. You know, I don't like to go around and try to pretend. I done jumped over the moon and ain't got there yet. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm trying to get there, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. But when you make merchandise, are you making merchandise? You're being bought and sold. And this is his traffic. Because when you go to Facebook, Instagram, or whatever post of that, you're posting yourself free. And what he's got you hooked on, he got you hooked on them like buttons. Because, you know, you see, he got you doing things that you shouldn't do sometimes is because you want to get a like. You know what I mean? Huh? He got you addicted to approval. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants approval. So in order to get approved, that we put on different faces, amen. We do our makeup. We want to look our best. We want to take a picture so that, you know, we want everybody to acknowledge how pretty or beautiful we was on Snapchat and Facebook, and so that everybody can put the likes on there. And then if we don't get a lot of likes like that, the devil have you undressing. Why are you trying to undress? Because he's trying to get you to get a like button. Because you want to be liked. You want somebody else's approval, amen? Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. And so this is the method the devil used in order to merchandise you. He's selling you. And so when you get on the page and everything that he got, you get on the page, you know, everybody. And so they always want to know what you like. And then whatever it is that you like, they'll send it to you. Now, listen in on the phone. I got to look on and see what I was talking about, but I know the commercial started coming up. The advertising started coming up. And I didn't Google it. I was just talking about that chair. Talk about the chair. And the next thing you know, advertising started coming up on the chair, amen. I'm trying to say the devil is merchandising us, amen. He's selling us. Well, who's he selling us to? He's selling us to the highest buyer because, you know, in other words, they don't have to pay you. They don't have to pay you. You're putting yourself out there free, but they're selling you. That's what this megaverse is going to do, amen. Huh? That is what it's doing to us, amen. And it's the devil that is in control of it because he talks about how the devil got rich through his trafficking, amen. And he's trafficking people, amen. Making merchandise out of you. He's selling you. Because he gets you to a place where you don't like yourself. Because out of all the pictures and things that he's showing you about somebody, how somebody else looks, and you want to look like that yourself. So that's merchandise. Well, I want to show you this. I want to show you this pretty picture on TikTok. Look at her waistline. And look at her breastline. And all of a sudden, they're selling you that, and all of a sudden, you want to go to a breast implant, and you want to go get a booty implant, amen, because what you were watching one of those pictures on TikTok or whatever it was, you was looking at one of those things, and the devil was selling you that information, and therefore, he created a thought in your mind. He said, that's where we get in trouble at.
Luke 18, Sister Faith. I'm talking about this merchandise today, man. No, Luke 8. Luke 8, I believe it's Luke 8. Luke 8 and 18. Because you know what Jesus said? Be careful. Be careful. Be careful how you hear, because what? The devil is selling his stuff through music. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what's going on with all this. You wonder why we got so much homosexuality. You wonder why we got so much murder going on. It's because the devil is merchandising that, amen. He's selling that, amen. He got the rappers. He's selling that kind of stuff. You wonder why there's so much violence in the street, because what? Violence is being, the violence is being programmed into the children. They're taking away your mind, amen. They're programming us, amen. You want to call it programming? They're selling us. That's why Jesus said you got to be careful how you hear.
Amen.
You got to be careful what you hear, because what you hear creates thoughts.
Yes.
And what you hear creates thoughts, and when it creates thoughts, after thought has been conceived, that thought can will normally will produce sin, amen.
Amen.
And the devil is merchandising it, amen,
mm-hmm.
through the media, amen. He's merchandising. What does that scripture say, 8 and 18?
Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Whosoever has.
Whatever you got.
To him shall be given.
You'll be given some.
And whoever has not.
If you don't have anything.
From him shall be taken even that which you need to have.
Whatever you thought you had, what you listen to and what you hear will take even that from you, because it'll change your perception about things and you would go in the opposite direction. This is the devil's work. This is how the devil works. The devil learned that he could poke where he could work with our minds and get us to change, amen.
Yes.
And so he sells you some stuff, amen, or put you out there to send it to somebody else and sell it to somebody else. And you don't even get paid for it, but Walmart and every other merchant, they're buying you. They're buying your name. They're buying what you like. They do advertisements on your page, and that's how people get paid. I'm not trying to say anything is so wrong with, but what I'm trying to say, you got to be careful that you don't get caught up in that, amen?
Amen.
The devil wants to get you caught up in that, and you'll be selling yourself. This is why a lot of them be pulling off their clothes and things because they want to get approval.
Mm-hmm.
You see, naked pictures. Sometimes you turn on Facebook, the first thing you see is some naked pictures. And they say, well, where did that come from? Now, he's sent it to you because he's merchandising, amen. He's trying to sell you something, amen.
Amen.
And what does that do? He's trying to, you see, what they're selling, they're creating, they're selling lust.
Yes. That's right.
They're selling lust. Hallelujah. That is why they want you to get skimpy, because they want to sell you some lust. Because they realize that through lust, you better go after your lust. And when you go after your lust, you're going to end up doing, after you thought about it a while, you're going to end up doing what you were thinking about, amen. If you had good-looking lips, you're looking for the lips. And not only that, he even creates thoughts in your mind. Even when you're asleep, he can create some thoughts in your mind. Merchandising you, amen, through the media. And it's even going to get worse.
Yes.
It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, you can expect it to be worse
mm-hmm.
than it is now, that the devil is merchandising you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling you over the internet, and you're not even getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And this is why you wonder why so much violence in the street, because they done bought it. He sold it through the music. This is why as a rapper, this is why when the rappers preach, you know, a thing about murder and killing police and shake your booty and all that stuff. The reason he's rapping about that, because they're selling you something.
Amen.
They're programming you.
Yes.
And the young people have been programmed is because they've been listening to that music, and we allow the little one to listen to the music too. And then you wonder why when they get 5 or 6 years old, they don't have to be that old now. You wonder why a little 5 years old wants to be a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
He's been programmed. He's been programmed through the music. He's been programmed through the media. He's been programmed through the TV, amen. And all of a sudden, the spirit of lust got in him, and he lusting us. He's lusting out for something that he don't even really know what it is.
Amen.
That's the way the devil does it. He programs people, amen, through what? Merchandising you. Have you ever noticed anything that the devil does is always in got to do with money and merchandise? Huh? When you look at Christmas, it's about merchandising, amen. Everybody went out and spent all their money for yesterday, amen. You know, those that didn't know better, amen. Yeah. They went out and spent all their money for that day, amen. Credit? They got credit? Some of them got credit? Well, what was that? What was they doing? They was merchandising you, amen. Selling you something, amen. You see what I'm saying? It's all about selling. When you got Easter, what's Easter about? Go buy your new dress. Go buy your new hat. Go buy you some new shoes. Go buy you. 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 Go. That's what it's all, has always been about. The devil's been merchandising you. Huh? Hallelujah. All of that stuff. That the other things that the devil put out is about merchandise. Hmm? And so the more they talk about it, the more they talk about it, the more they preach about it, and the more you hear about it, the more apt you are to do it. Merchandise. Huh? This is why you check people, everything come on TV, they buy it. They might be sitting over in the corner. In a box. They ain't never been opened. But they bought it because they kept hearing it. They kept hearing it, amen. And all of a sudden they got a desire that they wanted it, amen. So this is the way the devil does, amen. Hmm? This is how the devil gets you sin. This is how the devil gets you. Because he's always selling something through merchandising you. Amen?
Amen.
He's selling lust. Amen?
Amen.
He's selling what you desire. You want approval? He's selling approval.
Amen.
Huh? And the reason you do the things that you do because you want approval. This is why people got to learn how to let your approval come from God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're not looking for man's approval. Amen? You're not looking for people approval. You need to start looking for your approval from God, because if not, the devil will sell you some approval.
Amen.
And you would do what it necessary it takes to get it.
Amen.
Just like gambling, amen. You know how they put that little ching ching? You pull it.
Yeah,
okay. Or you push the little.
Yeah, you got a choice.
Oh, got short. All right. You see, I'm trying to show you how the devil uses you, amen. You got a choice, and they tell that little ding, 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 ding. What do they got? 777. 777, banana 77, or apple 77, or however it is, amen. Cherry. They got all these little colors coming up there, you know. See, that is how to get your attention, because he's going to merchandise you. He's going to take all your money, amen. Right with that machine, amen. See, because and all of a sudden, you know, a banana comes up with 7-7, and all of a sudden you're going to want a desire to get that other 7 to go with that 7, amen, with that, move that banana out of the way, and you'll just stay there all day until you get addicted to it, amen. And the next thing you know, he done took everything you got to love. What was the love? The love was that you wanted to give another 7. And you got addicted to them 7s now. And now you spend all of your money, amen. And you spend your home money too. You go to the gambling, go to the casino, amen. Merchandising you, amen. See, casino, you know, you ain't going, you don't think you're going to the casino to win, do you? They can't see in business losing a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That is the draw you in. I got to get you in there. Merchandise. I merchandise you. I might even send you some free kilts. Come on, the baby. You got $500 worth of kilts. I got somebody here know what I'm talking about. Somebody know what I'm talking about, amen. Praise God. It's because you just $500 trip and a hotel room. Come on out here. Merchandise. Bring back with them. Come on, amen. Hey, so what are they doing? See, they look like they're selling you something. They're selling you some sin to get you hooked on it. Hallelujah. And the next thing you get hooked, you can't get loose, and you wonder what happened to you. That was the devil merchandising you, amen. He was selling you something, amen. He's always trying to sell you something, amen. He's always trying to sell you some wrong, amen. He's always trying to sell you some sin, amen. And then as soon as you get caught up in that, and the next thing you know, you don't have a penny, you don't have a dime, because that's how he gets you. But what does it talk about? Let it read that again to say that 8.
Take heed, therefore, how you hear.
Take heed how you hear.
For whosoever has.
But what you got?
Yes, if
you're going to get some more. If you got something, amen, he'll give you some more. So take heed to what you listen to. Take heed to who you listen to sometime, amen.
Amen.
Because they're trying to sell you something too, amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It says even when you go to church, you got to take heed to who you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because their intention is not good all the time. Huh? You know, when you got the $300 prayer line and the $500 prayer line and the $1,000 prayer line, you got to take heed to that. They try to sell you a blessing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you trying to buy it. Amen. You try to sell you a $300 blessing, a $500 blessing, a $1,000 blessing, and you get in line. Merchandise. You make merchandise out of you. Huh? What was it just to get what you got, amen? This is the sin that is going on, amen. Not only to the world, but Facebook making merchandise out of you, the preachers making merchandise out of you. Pretty soon you ain't going to be nothing but some soup after a while, amen. Because everything you got going to be gone, amen. Hallelujah. But they're making merchandise out of us. Amen. You know, every time you go to the shop, you know, you go into a sandwich store or a restaurant, as soon as you get out, how did you like it? How do you like bonanza? You just went into banana. How did you like that? And then you put on, I liked it. They just sold you.
Mm-hmm.
They sold you through the lights, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now what? That's advertising, it, amen.
Ooh.
Huh? And they're using you to advertise you. They're selling you over the open market. Do you realize that that's what the devil always do? Do you know where the stock market came from? They were selling cows, but they were selling people back at one time. That's how it became the stock market. They was merchandising people, amen. See, that is how all wealth and everything generated through the devil. This is what to talk about this devil here. His trafficking and how he became wealthy. Corrupt and how he became so rich and had all the money and thought he had made it and thought he was somebody is because of the things that he was doing. He was merchandising. That's how he became, how he got his great wealth, through merchandising people, amen?
Yeah.
Selling people.
Yeah.
What is he doing? He's selling you sin. He's selling your lust. Getting you caught up in it. Lust for money. See, your lust for money, amen, to cause you to be broke. Because he got to tell you that lust before you can do it. The lust for sex. And he got that little woman come up to you, got nothing on her. I remember when we went down to Galveston, didn't it, sister? Went to Galveston. He wasn't with me, though. We all went to Galveston. Tell you how this merchandising go, amen. And we went to the beach. The first day I got there, I was all excited. Lord Jesus, let me do this. I'm just telling you like it is, amen. Because they didn't have, you know, they didn't have but just a little bit up here and just a patch there with the string going through here. Amen. What you call them? Amen. Merchandise. See, the devil got her advertising herself, amen. Permission, amen. What is that doing? It's creating love. So this is why God gave the women to be colored. It's because you're not supposed to be advertising yourself because you're creating desire, you're creating lust. Amen? You're creating lust, amen? You're creating desire, merchandise. That's how the devil, when he gets you to pull everything off, he's working, he's selling you. He got you exposed. He got you exposed to sell you, and therefore you took the bait and you didn't put nothing but the string on. Now, the first day I was there, I was excited. Ooh, ooh, ooh. About the third day, it made me sick. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have nothing to think about. They didn't leave me no imagination. When everything, you see, one thing about this, when everything is exposed,
ain't nothing else to think about.
Ain't nothing else to look at you for. You don't want to expose yourself. When a man have his woman, he don't want nobody else to know what he got. When a man go to looking for a wife, he don't want something that everybody been seen. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we,
see, they recognize you for sex, but they don't want to marry you.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. That's all they want. They just want the sex out of you, amen. Because you didn't already merchandise. You didn't already sold yourself and expose yourself to everybody. And you don't, a lot when they get ready to get married, they don't want everybody to know what he got under there. This is why the Bible tells us we ought to cover ourselves. That the woman should be free of COVID. Because if not, the devil will fail you. Mm-hmm. What did he do? He failed your body. Mm-hmm. Huh? In other words, he'll fail your body, amen. Because he's exposing yours so that somebody else can have a desire, so that you would have a desire to be like theirs. This is what a perfect body is. And therefore, you're not satisfied yourself, and you don't love yourself no more because you keep looking at everybody else, and you're thinking that you're supposed to be like them. Hallelujah. And not realize that God made you an individual. Hallelujah. God beautified you, amen. He didn't make nobody else like you, amen. And you're beautiful because God made you beautiful, amen. And you don't have to compare yourself with somebody else, amen. You are who God made you. And that is what you got to learn, how to like yourself and love yourself. Because another way, when they merchandise somebody else, they cause you to hate yourself. And this is why we got so much self-hate today. Self-hatred. Because the devil didn't sold this woman's body, and she didn't know it. She put it out there for you. He sold her body to you to make you hate yourself, and now you got to go spend money to get a lip class, a lip fattening, a butt push out, all the different parts. You get what I'm trying to say? Now, see, what has happened to you, he has made you just like yourself. And you got so much self-hatred, you can't even look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Some people can't even look in the mirror at themselves because of self-hatred. It's because of what the devil that put them pictures out there and make up think this is how everybody's supposed to be. Even the devil himself ain't even like that no more. He's not that beautiful figure anymore. He did have beauty, but God destroyed his beauty, so he ain't beautiful no more. Amen? Hallelujah. He got kicked out. That was his problem. He thought he was so pretty. Amen. And nothing could happen to them. Nobody was like them. But God, I show you, I'm going to bring you down to the earth and treat you like a man. You're just a man and not a God. No. But it's that, watch that look. Be careful how you, yeah. It leads to violence. What are these rappers talking about? You know, the game, you know, bang bangers. You know, when they're rapping about shooting at one another and somebody else. What are they doing? They're selling the devil. They're selling the devil's work through music. And you're buying it. You know, you don't buy it, then you listen to it. And if you listen to it so much time, they get paid for it. But praise God. However, they got it worked out, amen, where they're going to make money off of it. But you got to realize all the violence that's going on in the earth, you got to be careful how you listen to it. Because that's how the devil... See, the devil, the user don't have to pay for his stuff, amen. You know, to merchandise God, you got to pay for that. But the devil most times get his stuff free. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All the TV next year is already happening. All the TV programs coming out 7 years. 7 years is live. him and his partner and his head partner and all that kind of stuff. Setting you those lines, amen.
Amen.
Give you to it. What are they doing? They give you to accept what God has rejected, amen.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. You don't say husband and wife anymore, amen.
Amen.
Husband and partner. Amen. Hmm?
Hallelujah.
But this is what the thing is trying to say. Fear. Yeah, you're making right wrong, and wrong is right, amen. And everything goes but what's right. You just put it there for what's right these days. If you do what's right or say what's right, so they even got to the place where they, what do they call it when they monitor what you say? No, you can't say. You don't have freedom of speech anymore. Censoring your speech, amen. That's what I'm trying to say. You're censoring your speech in these lands. This is what's coming next year. There's going to be more of this coming next year, amen. You can start expecting this, amen. You can start being expected to get persecuted and prosecuted and everything else for saying what's right and speaking the truth in this next year or two. It's already happening right now. Hallelujah. Because the devil is merchandising his stuff. He's putting this stuff over top of God.
Amen. He's right.
And that's why I said we got to get ready. In other words, when I talk about the faith that we need, we got to have in these last days, you think I'm kidding, man? You're going to have some faith to stand in these last days, amen. You're either going to have to believe God or you're going to believe the devil in these last days. This is what's on the way for next year, amen. Praise God. Things are changing, amen. And they used to have this on part on when they did, but after next year, you won't be able to be missing out there. Nobody will be able to say nothing to you.
That's
a good thing. Hmm? Well, listen now. The devil's selling you, amen. Doing his merchandise and traffic. Violence. And you know he was a musically inclined. When you go back to verse 13, you talk about the pipe was prepared in this. He had pipes in him. In other words, he was a great musician. He always wanted the great music, the good musician. Boy, you know, can't they sing? Can't they play music well? Can't they sing? Boy, you talking about the best singers? Lord Jesus, the best singers. And some of the best musicians are very talented. They got good pipes. Because that's where the devil gets his merchandise, amen. He's selling it, amen. Spirits. When you sing, you create spirits, amen. You got to realize there's spirits going out there. Be careful what you listen to, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be listening to everybody and everything, because they would say, you see, it's the word. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and it's the word that is the word that you hear that changes your mind about things, amen. Huh? It'll get you to change. It'll start. See how the word, listen, it don't come right away. They come little by little. Just a little bit. See, sometimes the Bible says, did not we sow good seeds in the soil? In other words, that was a good word teached to you about Jesus Christ and all that he is, who he is. But he'll throw a little something in there just to get a bad seed in there, amen, to change things up, amen. And so what did he do? He's giving you. He's throwing something into your mind to give you a thought, and you wouldn't know why you're thinking. Have anybody, any of y'all been thinking about some things you don't know why you're thinking about it? I know you have, amen. Just go on, tell the truth, amen. Tell the truth. What they said, tell the truth, shame the devil. I'm like this. I don't need to be lying about it. If it happened to me, it just happened to me. I don't need to lie about it, amen. Just don't be straight up, amen. Let your heart be pure. Let your heart be clean, amen. And that way you don't have to be trusting and diving. And you don't have to be hiding from nobody, amen. Hallelujah. You expose the devil, amen. You need to expose the devil. Well, yeah, I got some problems over here. And that's how we do it, sister. Come on, did you get the victory? Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand, praise. But she got the victory, amen. We didn't tell her to hide anything when we were going through. We didn't ask nobody to hide, and then they told the devil. Huh? And by the way, Jesus might have jumped up now and said he would have did it. But he could have jumped down off the peninsula and lost himself because he would have been, so they didn't know the difference between testing God, amen. Because a lot of us will say, yeah, you know, the Bible does say this, but the Bible also says don't tempt the Lord, amen. Huh? You got to know when you go into a church, amen, they got them big rattlesnakes running around, you got to realize you're in the wrong church, amen. Praise God. I know the Bible says you take up serpents and scorpions in the holy power of the enemy, but he told you to go out tempting the Lord, picking up no rattlesnake, playing with a 10-foot diamond back rattlesnake. He didn't tell you to do that, amen. Praise God. You give him some things with the word, amen. Because the devil, he always sending you some stuff to destroy you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? Everything he's sending you is destroy you. Because he wants to bring destruction in your life, amen. This is what's coming in what we call metaverse. Now, metaverse is coming. The metaverse is coming. Metaverse. Metaverse, M-E-T-A, metaverse, amen. But when you come, you see, what it is, when it comes, it's setting you something. Remember, it's setting you something. Because you're going to be able to create a universe. In other words, you're in the universe, you don't want to live in the universe that you're in, then you can create your own. Hallelujah, praise God. And when I woke up the other morning, the Lord said, do you realize that life is, it's a dream. It's nothing. I said, what do you mean it's nothing? He said, well, you know, the life that you're living right now is really nothing, you know, if it's not of God. Everything is just nothing. It's nothing. Because every day you live by the reality that you created in your own mind. You create your own reality, amen. When I say create your own reality, because what is joy and what is life? What is joy and peace to you might not be joy and peace to somebody else. But it's the reality that you have of what it is, amen. It's not what somebody else think it is, but it's what you think it is. Huh? And this is why he fails what we call a reality, amen. That's not really real.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He creates a reality in your mind so that you can live by it, amen. A reality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what words do. Everything was focused and started by the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word became a reality. But do you realize that what you think something is, it might not really be what it is, but it's what you think it is. Your life that you live, it might not be the same as what somebody else think it is. What you got, or how much you got, or how less you have. The reality is according to what you think about it, amen?
Amen.
It's because what? It's a created reality. And this is what this metaverse is going to do. It's going to have you to create a reality for yourself. Because this is how the world was overcome. This is how the world was destroyed. It's because somebody created a reality of what life was all about, and everybody fell for it. This is why wickedness and violence took over the earth back in the book of Genesis. And the reason why so much violence took over is because somebody had created the reality, and somebody else was falling after that reality, and that is why they ended up being destroyed, amen. It's because the reality that somebody else created, amen. You know, even when we talk about Nimrod or whatever he said that built the tower of the heaven, he created that reality, amen. And people begin to follow after that reality, amen. And because they were following after that reality, he sold his reality to them.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we got other people selling their reality to you, and that's why you fall. That's why you're not happy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. So that's why you're not satisfied, amen. Because you want to live somebody else's reality rather than the reality that God has set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Word creates a reality of itself. Thoughts. When thoughts come, you know, after your thoughts come, it says, after lust has been conceived, it brings forth death. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And death, amen. Sin brings forth death. And this is why we're destroyed, because we're living a reality that's not of God. And it ain't real. Even money ain't real. The value of money is only the reality of the people that made it. But as far as having in the value, it's not in the money. Is that right? Huh? the value. See, and you took God's reality of thing and value your life, not according to the way the devil set it up, the world. When I say the devil, I'm talking about the world, amen. You see, we're trying to live out the world's reality and not God's reality. And the reason that we're in so much trouble is that we're still trying to live out the world's reality of who we should supposed to be rather than God's reality. We don't want to pattern ourselves after God. We want to pattern ourselves out of the world because I don't want to be changed. Even your beauty of how good you think you look or don't look, you're using the world view of it. And that's what you're pattering yourself to be. Huh? Are you with me? Because when you go out, well, I don't want to be living like that. Why do you think you get so dressed up in the morning when we come out? I don't want to look like that. Because your reality is different than that. Well, I don't want to look like I'm. I don't want to look like I'm homeless because, see, your reality is different. You're viewing something different. The homeless man, he gets up, pushes his buggy down the road, he ain't worried about that. Piss me out. He got another reality, amen. I thank God I just woke up this morning and I can push this buggy. Amen. Hallelujah. And, but your reality is a little different of it. But as far as the life, if you got breath, life, and mouth, you're doing the same thing. God gives us all the same thing. It's just the reality of it. And that is part of the merchandise the devil sells you. And so therefore you got to go buy you some beauty. In the can. Is it in the can? I don't know. But what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say reality is created through when the Bible tells us we need to renew our mind about the reality, is because what the world has put before you, that's not real. They got you out fearing and chilling and destroying, trying to get a reality that they have painted the picture they have painted for you and not the picture that God has painted for you. And therefore, they have sold you that, and now you're going after that, and they don't even have it. So what did they say? They said, Michael used to look like he was so happy. Ah. I highly use it. And he looked like he was so happy. And yet he was dead on the inside. Amen. Thank God. Because the only thing that made him happy was for people. He lived for his fans. Amen. He wasn't living for God. He was living for fans. Because he had created that reality in his mind that the only way he can please people of the world, he had to do such a thing and not worry about pleasing God. The devil knows him that. And the devil is setting up some stuff, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. The devil is setting you something. If you never own a house, amen, you ain't gonna take it with you no way, amen. If you never own a car, it ain't going with you, either, amen. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a Mercedes or Lincoln, unless you tell them to bury it, put the casket in the car and bury it, amen. But it still ain't going with you, amen. Did you get what I'm trying to say? A lot of things we get sad about that's gonna be happening in these last days, amen. Praise God. You got to change your reality about things, amen. Your reality got to be the reality of God. That God is with me and that God is for me. He's more than everybody else against me, amen. Praise God. I have victory through the name of Jesus, amen. I'm an overcomer because what? He gave me the ability to be able to overcome it, amen. I can be a student. I can take this. I'm going to make it, amen. And no matter hell, come hell, high water, I've got the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not going to worry about the world reality because I realize that just contracts the devil's telling it to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all, amen. That's just some trash the world's telling it to you. That's what the devil is. He's a seller of trash. You know, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure. Come on, y'all. We got to watch what we hear in these last days, amen.
Amen.
And we got to get, our business got to be, we got to get about the business of God. Not our own business, because your own reality, amen, is nothing. But who do you see yourself to be? Who are you? Have you told yourself who you are? Who are you? Amen.
He gonna give me an F.
Well, Brother Bryant, amen. Praise God. Who are you, amen? And we got to have a reality. Now the reality, what we got to do in these last days, we got to do one thing. You better repent and get that right. You better get the foundation right first, amen. You better be baptized in Jesus' name. You better get that right, amen. The foundation right. Amen. And you need to reflect. You need to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to get the foundation right first, amen. You can't build unless you have a foundation. If the foundation ain't right, the house is never going to be right. If the foundation is cracked, the whole house is off. You go put your door up, and you get the level, and you put it on there, and it looks level, then it's still the inch off. Huh? Why is that? Foundation. Foundation, amen. We got to get our foundation down in these last days. We got to repent, be baptized, be saved, amen. We got to get back. We got to get back to apostolic doctrine, amen. That's what I say, apostolic, you know. I say apostolic because apostolic, if you look up the word apostolic, it means that followers of the apostle doctrine. Because if I'm a mechanic, what is the it on the end of the word? If I'm a mechanic, that means I work as a mechanic. If you say you're an apostolic, that means I work in the doctrine of the apostles, amen. That's the work I do. I follow their teachers. Mechanic. Amen. Come on. If I'm Alabama, I'm an Alabamian. Huh? If they didn't call you a Christian, I'm an Alabamian because what? I dwelled and lived in Alabama. If I'm a Christian, because I dwelled and lived in Christ. That's who I am. I dwelled and I lived in Christ. Then we'll be moved and have our being. Hallelujah. Is that right? In him we move and have our being. Get the dictionary out. Look the word up to say you to a dictionary. Amen. Look it up.
Amen.
In other words, we're not going to use the dictionary just to get back in place. Forget about the English language. If you don't use the dictionary, forget about the English language.
Amen.
If the dictionary said that a word means something, that's what the dictionary says means. Has God, can I get back in? Has God ever said you wasn't apostolic? He said the name ain't in there, but the meaning of it is in there. The meaning of it. Well, we know all about it, but get the dictionary and look it up because we use the English language.
If you're going to use the English language, what use the English language like? And use the dictionary.
Amen?
Do y'all use y'all dictionary?
Yes.
Do you look up words? Do you look up words? Well, Google the word then. You know, you don't have to. Just Google it.
Yeah, amen.
You know,
amen.
You know, sometimes we can have a play on words that don't mean that mean the same thing. If I call you a believer, who are you? If I call you a Christian, what we call a Christian. You know, they said that. What do they say you are? Huh? Can those words interchange with each other? A believer, been born again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody want to be saved today? Anybody got a testimony, prayer request? Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Paige.
I just want to thank God that we had our 45th. Wedding anniversary on Friday. And it was, thank God, know that we've been married 45 years and been all rosy, but we still married, you know. And I just thank God on that. Some people, they'll stay married by a year or 2 years, you know, but now, today, you know, we get to go for all those things. I've been thanking God. We stayed out 45 years. And we just, I just thank God, you know, that we, I know it's not 45 years, but, you know, I didn't want to say no 45 years. You know, it's 12.
Jesus, help the Lord.
I didn't want to thank God for my husband. As I said, I'm kissing him well all day. He's a good man. So he's a good husband. And, you know, but I really do thank God, though.
He can't even say it out of my mouth, amen. He can't even say it, amen.
I think I'm my husband. I really think I'm my husband. You know, I can't anybody know, y'all always been a good husband, good father. Y'all always took care of his family. And I just thank God for him. And thank God for you.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Anyway, I just want to thank God for life, health, and strength in my body. You know, my son, my son, he said, I thank God that you look good. He said, no, because I was so like, I had cancer back in the day, but now he said, I look healthy and strong, and he just thank God that I look that way. And so I just thank God that I'm healthy too, and I look healthy. You know, I have, but I just thank God for just being here and being alive and living in my own reality.
Amen. She's living in her own reality.
I say what y'all. And really, though, one day I said, Lord, I'm going to be satisfied the life that I have. Because you want others, you want different life than what you're living. I just thank God for the life that I have. You know, I have a home, I have a car, I have food on the table, I have friends. No, I think I'm the life that I have.
Amen.
No.
Amen. I got a good life, Miss Faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for my friend over there. You know, I do. I really thank God for life. So I just want to thank God for that. Mm-hmm. For that.
Amen. But thank God, amen. I just thank God, you know, 45 years, amen. I had to create my own reality. I had to create my own reality of what happiness is. And when I created my own happiness about what happiness is, I was able to live with her out of the reality that was created, amen. And so that's what, you know, we had said. But it was a God reality, though, amen. It was something that God said. We have to learn how to, we have to learn how to deal with each other, amen. Hallelujah. Learn how to deal with each other. Learn how to live with each other, amen. Learn how to accept one another's faults, amen. And keep on pushing, amen. So I just thank God. I learned how to accept her faults. She learned how to accept mine. It don't mean that we don't clash. And I want y'all to think we don't clash on the line here. We clash, amen. We might be coming up here this morning, and I came, or did I come up the interstate this morning? I might have come up 360, and then I might have wanted to come up Collins. We would have got to fussing about that, amen. And when we got to church, we would have said, praise the Lord, y'all. And we would act like nothing went on, amen. We would act like nothing went on. And we come in here, y'all would have said, well, amen. You know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But you have to create, that's the reality that the Lord tell me how to deal with it, amen. And she know how to deal with me, amen. We're learning, amen. We ain't got it together yet, but we're learning. We're striving for it, though, amen. But I praise God for Sister Paige, amen. My wife, I wouldn't trade her in for a new model for nothing, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wouldn't trade her in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I wouldn't divorce her either, amen. If I was going to divorce, I would have divorced her 50 years ago. Praise God. What, you been that long? Well, we were together for 50 years ago then, amen. Praise God. I would have got rid of her then. So praise, go ahead, Brother Ray. So give the Lord a hand, praise God. Oh, amen. I thank God for the 45 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That ain't what you told me.
Amen. Amen.
Congratulations, 45 years. Thank God for all the bonus, just to keep this, our little woman here. Thank God for her, just to sorry.
What I'm thanking God for mostly this year, we are at the end of this year. I thank God for the things that He has blessed the Word of Truth ministry through His teachings, through His Word, to baptize 8 people, brought them out of error, brought people out of Christmas. Even this week, folks put down Christmas. And ever since God in this ministry, that's why the book of Acts say 5:38, God in it, it's going to have results. Holy preaching, truthful preaching. I remember when people said this ministry ain't going to last because they're hard preaching and this, that, he's too strict, he's direct. I'm still standing.
Amen.
And I thank God that I'm getting results. God is posting results through that hard hammer swinging every day.
Amen.
And I thank God that we brought 2 people in the month of September through the early weeks of October. They came out the apostolic faith. They put it down. I was in the apostolic faith, and I never could find apostolic faith in the book of scriptures. Never. And that's what they asked. Questions. Where's this at? And they got said I was too, you asked too many questions and all this stuff. And so I thank God that I got those and asked questions. And thank God that He trusts me with His word to know that I'm a stand on it, that He made me, taught me, even though people don't acknowledge, people don't want to acknowledge certain things that happen. This is why I always say, why are you on these lines and why are you in church if you're preaching, not turning people around? I heard Pastor Kay say some months ago, be in the way. And I thank God that I'm in the way of holiness. And because of the way of holiness, God has grew my line, grew that line, that ministry. Even yesterday, some new people came on, called me at 1 o'clock in the morning, woke me up out my sleep, just to talk about the Lord and say, man, in tears, 1 o'clock in the morning, just to say, I'm glad I came on that line. I say, well, thank God. Nothing I've done. It's just that the hammer got to chip away at some people's hearts. And we have to walk in the truth. And I thank God that little rebel kids come out. I thank God that even a little woman came out maybe a year ago, probably today. I think it's a year ago today. Met her a year ago today. God gave me what to do. She didn't like me at first. She hated me. That's fine. But today, because of swinging that hammer and opening her, and God opening her eyes to the truth that was being preached, she was able to take the knowledge that she learned, told one of her Bible study persons about this wicked holiday yesterday, this week, and they came out of Christmas. That's God's doing. So that's what I'm thinking for, is that I'm looking for bigger things this year. I thank God for the business that He's restoring us with. I'll finish that testimony when I got the keys in my hand next week.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. There's 2 kind of people in the world, those that wish things happen and those that make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between me and you is I make things happen through the belief of God and through the faith of God. When it looks ugly, I still believe. And God has come through many, many times. So I thank God for all that He has done this year, after close out this year. We are going into worse things next year. And you are going to have a faith to get you through. And I thank God for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Anybody else?
online. Amen. Amen. If no one else got anything to say, y'all, amen. We're going to get to it. Somebody got an announcement? Amen. Got some tithes, got some offering you like to give? Amen. Tithes and offering you like. If you like to give your first fruit, if you want to send your first fruit, send your first fruits to calchurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. And what else? PayPal, Cash App at gmail.com. And if you can give, even in here today, amen, if you got anything like to give, amen. I just thank God, amen. Thank God for it, amen. I just thank God, you know, out of all the things God has done, amen, continue to do. He's still blessing, amen. Praise God. People still being delivered. People still being free, amen. So I just thank God for it, amen. Hallelujah. So if you like to give anything, you can give. Anybody online, don't forget. Don't forget about tonight. I guess there's 299-299. You still coming on tonight, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're still dealing with internal affairs. Praise God.
Minister Prevost, brother, 299-299 at 5 o'clock. Amen. Don't forget about Minister Ray, 120-110-69-pound. Amen. That's Monday through Friday. Amen. Don't forget about me at Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock. I usually get started by 11, 120-110-69-pound. Don't y'all forget about the men's day on the first Friday of next month. Men's day. Want the men to come on and tell where God brought them from. Amen. So I thank God for that, amen, where God brought them from. So don't forget about joining me at 10 o'clock on that Wednesday, amen. I mean, first Wednesday. Well, let's get back, amen. Anybody else? Don't forget about Sister Alexandra, amen, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 786-7473. Friday evening is at 5 o'clock. Don't forget about her. Did I miss anybody? If I didn't miss anybody, amen. We want to get you turned around. I want you to get you saved, amen. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name this year, we want you to get baptized. You can contact us and let us know you want to be baptized in Jesus' name. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, we want to take you down in the name of Jesus. Amen. And let's get it right next year. Everybody who hasn't been baptized in Jesus' name, amen. If you've been baptized any other way than that, amen. We want to get you, take you down this year. Let us know. We baptized in the wintertime over here. We baptized in the wintertime. So if anybody want to be baptized, let us know, and we'll get you. We'll make an appointment for you to get baptized this year. If somebody needs the Holy Ghost, we want to pray for you to get the Holy Ghost. You know, thank God that I guess last week we had a young lady online. She got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Speaking in tongues, that the Spirit of God gave utterance. So I want to thank God that people are still being filled with the Holy Ghost, even online. Amen. Maybe they don't have to be around you to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Any other announcement? Amen. Amen. All right, let's stand. We're going to be dismissed there, y'all. Anyone else? Well, amen. Well, Father God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Lord. You're going to open up blind eyes. You're going to cause us to see what we need to see. And may we hear what we need to hear. And may we understand the thing we need to understand. And, Lord, may you turn us and may we walk upright before you, Lord. And, Lord, may our hearts be upright before you. May our minds be upright for you. And, Lord, let not the world lead us in the wrong direction. And I want to thank you for leading and guiding us into the truth. And we appreciate you for the truth. And I give glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. as we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Who did the Hebrew come? What did the white person?
Everybody
say amen.
God
is
so let the church
say
amen. Can I get a witness?
Let the church
say to what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says. The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church
say,
hey,
amen,
let the church say, God has spoken, hallelujah, let the church say, what the word from the Lord, we've got it, so
let
the church
say,
oh,
let
the whole church
say,
God has spoken, well, let the church say, about to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your church, let the church say.